Carson told KBCW this week that some tweaking to the ordinances can be done now. A longer-term program recommended by a task force that Carson headed up contemplates a program and dog tags for the county's off-leash areas.
Well, the leash law task force was looking specifically at off-leash areas and dogs, where dogs should be and should not be on or off-leash, and other associated things with that, like education, locating land for additional off-leash parks, and that type of thing. The entire animal control code, I think the majority of that can be adopted right now because a lot of it's just cleanup language. And whether we require a dog to be sterilized before it could be licensed or just change the fee structure to encourage sterilization, that really won't be affected by funding.
She said they're looking to add more off-leash areas for dog owners.
We haven't tackled trails yet. We're hoping once we get this change to the leash law that allows dogs to be off-leash in approved areas, that we will have more proposals coming to the county to designate areas off-leash. We are actively looking at identifying areas for larger off-leash areas. And I think we're really close to being able to identify those and could have them up and running in a relatively short period of time.
Another question was how the county can encourage owners to spay and neuter their dogs. Carson said she agreed with colleague Claudia McMullen that unneutered dogs are a big problem. Rather than legally prohibit them, she would rather encourage neutering through their fees. Right now, she noted $18 to license an unneutered dog is not very onerous.
I don't think that we can out and out require people to sterilize their dogs before they'll get licensed. My concern there is that people then just won't get their dog licensed, and we don't want that. We want people to get their dogs licensed so we can be assured that they've had their rabies shot.
Are you thinking $18 may be too low and maybe we need to go a little bit higher than that?
I think we definitely need to go higher than that. We're going to be looking at all the fees associated with animal control at a time when we look at the fees countywide, and that should be coming up, I believe, in September.
On other issues, the county council talked about how to control nuisance dogs.
You know, right now, the language in the current ordinance is very non-specific about what needs to be done. There's nothing that says the person needs to track the barking. What they'd like to do is implement a program where the dog or the person who's being annoyed by the barking keeps a log. And we're looking at if a dog is barking incessantly for 30 to 60 minutes, that will be enough to have animal control out and issue a citation.
Carson also said that state law establishes you can use lethal force against a dog threatening other animals or a person.
And that's already a state law that if an animal is being attacked or, you know, oddly enough, a person wasn't listed in the list, but we would add a person, then somebody can use lethal force.
Finally, there was the question of what citizens can do if they spot a dog left in a hot car. Carson said it's a difficult question.
If you just go up to a car and you see a dog in there, you have no idea if the person just went into a store. I mean, regardless, people should not be leaving a dog in a hot car or in any car. Even in the winter when we have those warm, sunny days, it can get very hot inside a car. The best thing to do if you see that is to call the sheriff's department, because animal control does not have the authority to break into the car. And we don't want citizens to begin trying to break into cars.
Claudia McMullen has suggested that some jurisdictions do allow people to break a window to save a dog, but you're not willing to go that far?
No, I think Brian Bellamy and Helen Strawn were going to look into that further and see what the language was in other jurisdictions. But I think you do run into a problem with property rights.
Summit County Council Member Kim Carson. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.